It's time to take a stand with Eric Barger. Each week at this time, author, speaker, and noted Christian apologist Eric Barger is here to help you discern the times in the light of God's Word. And now, here's Eric Barger.
Greetings, 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 everybody. Eric Barger here. Take a Stand Radio is indeed on the air. You know, today we have a lot to do. This half hour is going to zip right on by. For those who are just tuning in for the first time, this is the weekly radio program of Take a Stand Ministries. This is our 29th year full-time Christian apologetics and discernment ministry, and we're headquartered in beautiful North Texas, just outside Dallas in Rowlett, Texas. You know, I travel nearly every week going to conferences and local churches presenting Take a Stand seminars on the cults and the occult and the emergent church movement and world religions and spiritual warfare and all of those kind of issues. And this Sunday morning, January 15th, that's tomorrow for most of you, this Sunday morning, I'm ministering in the Minneapolis area at Grace Free Lutheran Church in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Of course, you're invited. That's Grace Free Lutheran Church in Maple Grove, Minnesota, tomorrow morning at 10:30. And then tomorrow night, Sunday night, I'm speaking on the errors of the emergent church. We did that here on the radio, did a series on that recently. The errors of the emergent church, tomorrow night, probably the most requested seminar message I do. That's Sunday night, and the meeting will be on the campus of the Association Free Lutheran Bible School and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. And everybody's welcome. This is an open meeting for everybody to come. So we want you to bring everybody along with you. Everybody is welcome. We're expecting a nice crowd. The start time is 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Errors of the Emergent Church, that's Sunday night, January 15th. You can download a flyer about that meeting, the Sunday night meeting, at our Facebook page. And you can print that out, of course, but you can find the flyer just by searching for Eric Barger, Take a Stand Ministries on Facebook. And of course, while you're there, you can become our friend on Facebook and follow us that way as well. Well, I'm going to cruise right on through all the announcements here to get right to the crux of the message today. We're in our seventh week of the series New Age Truth or Old Age Deception, and today we're going to continue in the interview with Stephen Mansfield, New York Times bestselling author. We started the interview last week. We'll probably finish it next week the way things go. I have about an hour total interview, and we're taking the choice parts of it. I want to remind you to visit our website, ericbarger.com, ericbarger, ericbarger.com, and use that as a resource center for apologetics and discernment issues. You'll find almost 1,200 pages of documentation and information there. All of my last book, most of my second to last book, all of our newsletters, many articles, videos, DVDs, all kinds of stuff you'll find there at the website. You can register for our free newsletter at the website as well. It's all free, and we'd like to send you a free information pack and a free CD of one of my messages as well. So if you sign up and you're not already in our database, then we'll be glad to send you a free CD and a free info pack just for signing up. You can request our newsletter, our free information pack at ericbarger.com, or by calling us at 214-289-5244. That is primarily a message phone, but we will call you back. 214-289-5244. I want to remind you also that all radio programming is available at our radio archives on ericbarger.com, so you can download all the files and listen at will or listen live right online, either way. And of course, you can follow along all the teaching that we've done on the New Age movement you'll find in the radio archives. And today, this will be part 7, as I said, in the series New Age Truth or Old Age Deception. It's the second part of the interview with New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield. And we're going to talk about Stephen's book, which is about Oprah Winfrey. It's called Where Has Oprah Taken Us? Where has Oprah taken us? He asks a great question there, and we have to consider, where has she taken us? He's done a lot of great footwork and homework for us by putting this book together, and it is a great read. I encourage you to get it. You can find it at Amazon and, of course, all the major booksellers. I recently recorded and produced this interview with Stephen Mansfield for Jan Markell's Understanding the Times radio program, and I want to plug Jan's site and her ministry. Her site is olivetreeviews.org. That's views as in viewpoint, olivetreeviews.org. And if you don't know about Jan, I really encourage encourage you to go to Jan's website. She's been a blessing to me and so many others, and I know if you don't know who she is, she's going to be a blessing to you too. She'll be a blessing to anyone who's ready for the inconvenient truth and who's fed up with the happy-go-lucky, feel-good gospel, the seeker-sensitive nonsense, and who wants to only hold on to the Bible and simply have it told as it is. And you know, that's what we're trying to do here on Take a Stand Radio, and that's what I try to do in my seminar series as I travel, and that's what Jan is all about as well. And I'm just blessed to be a part of her ministry as a board member and also as a guest host on her radio program, and to have been a guest on her radio shows so many times through the years. Well, I think that about covers all the announcements we need to make, so let's get right into the interview with Stephen Mansfield as he and I discuss how Oprah Winfrey has introduced the New Age movement to America.
Yeah, there's no question about it. One of the distinctions that she really helped to pioneer, which is an artificial distinction, is the distinction between religion and spirituality. When she began to go on her program in the 90s, mid-90s, and promote a lot of these leading teachers of alternative spirituality and a lot of these ideas that you and I would identify with the New Age movement, she began to say to her audience, look, I'm not talking about religion. Keep your religion. Be a Mormon, be a Baptist, be a Buddhist, be whatever you want to be a Roman Catholic. I'm talking to you about spirituality. And what she was attempting to do then was to draw people into certain practices and certain beliefs that had to do with uplift and empowerment. But of course, you know, the lie inherent in that distinction is that religion defines spirituality. I'm a Christian. My religion is Christianity. I believe in Jesus Christ and the Bible and the worldview and the truth that it portrays. So that includes the spirituality that I live, so to speak. It includes, you know, an understanding of the supernatural and the spiritual practices that I engage in, from, you know, giving money to prayer and fasting and worship and being led by the Spirit. And so your religion contains, it includes an understanding of spirituality. What Oprah did was drive a wedge between those two and tell her largely female audiences, well, you can keep your religion, but follow me into an understanding of karma and visualization and releasing the God within, and on and on and on. And given that her audience was largely church-going African-American women, you know, this was a pretty astonishing feat. And, of course, it's one of the big lies and one of the things, one of the forces, one of the beliefs that is allowing people to attempt to merge their traditional religion with some of these more avant-garde, New Age kinds of practices.
She is saying, keep your own religion, but you can add all these practices and this new expanded open-mindedness about other religions and or other belief systems. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed in preparing for our interview, I started looking at some of the online clips of Oprah and some of her guests. And one of the themes I saw again and again was, well, she would say, well, I'm a Christian. However, you know, and then she'd go on and talk about how she had opened her mind up to these other things. And she would say that you could almost tack these other belief systems, a lot of them right out of Hinduism and Buddhism and Eastern philosophies, in with your Christianity. And I think because she gained the trust of so many people, especially the audiences that she appealed to in the middle of the afternoon, the stay-at-home mom or those who would get home from work early or those who would DVR her and watch her later, she gained their trust, and thus they began then to follow her spirituality because she would claim to be a Christian, yet she would practice all of these other things and tell us that if we didn't think those other belief systems, you know, such as, you know, going into altered states of consciousness or being involved with spirit guides, etc., if we thought there was something wrong with that, well, we were just too narrow-minded and we were in the old-fashioned, antiquated, fear-oriented religion.
Well, you're exactly right, and I think one of the tricks that we need to keep our eyes open for in our generation, and I think from now on, is the way that people will use our language, but drain that language of all meaning. You know, Francis Schaeffer said, for example, that theological liberalism is just humanism in theological clothing. Well, the same thing's true with the New Age. It's just occultism in religious or Christian clothing, and that's what Oprah has attempted to do. She's attempted to take Christian language, Christian understanding, and, you know, transform it so that it sounds sort of Christian-ish when she says Christ consciousness or God or light or, you know, that kind of thing. But of course, the undiscerning by that, but if you have any biblical understanding of those terms at all, redemption, salvation, revelation, then of course you don't accept that she is truly a Christian. But the number of people led astray by that, and I have to say this, even though I love the Christian church, I love the church, particularly in America, the problem is that we're not very well taught. We're a mile wide and an inch deep, and we don't really know why we believe what we believe. I'm saying in terms of the church as a whole. And so we're easily caught away by folks who are dynamic and wealthy and good-looking and on television and are using sort of Christianese without really meaning the same thing that Scripture means. And that's where the deep, deep deception comes in.
Boy, you've said so many things there that I agree with so much. You know, we have this what I call cult of personality in Christianity, and we pick our Christian leaders or those whose books we read or teachings we follow based on how much we like them, not necessarily on whether they're solid or teaching biblical doctrine. And back to that word doctrine, you know, that's maybe the reason that we have this rise of error inside the church today, or the acceptance of error. It's because we have slowly drifted away from the teaching of sound doctrine to accept the ideas that we wanted to teach on things that would only affect someone's personal or human life, you know, here on the earth, instead of talking about the central doctrines of the faith, which is exactly what the apostles, of course, taught in the first century, and those who they were discipled with taught it on in the second and third century and so on. We need to return to that sound doctrine, and you're really ringing my bell when you talk about these things. And you know, you consider something you said there a second ago about what Oprah has done, the way the church has perceived these things. We have done it without any kind of discernment. As you said, you love the church, and that's where I'm at. I love the church enough to also stand up and say, look, we have a problem here. The church is not discerning about who it's giving its time, its mind, its money, its emotions to. And so often, I have said nearly what you just said, and it's really an echo of Dr. Walter Martin from 40 years ago, warning us just because somebody uses a particular word, such as salvation or truth or Jesus Christ, just because those words are used doesn't mean that the people that we're talking to are using them with the same definitions as what we've always understood or what the Scripture speaks of. We've got to get people to define our terms, and this is true in the world of the cults, and of course it's true in the world of the New Age movement, because New Agers are big on Jesus. The problem is they don't want to talk about repentance of sin. There are issues. There are things that Jesus taught that are absolutely mandatory to our Christian faith that they don't want to speak about. But Jesus is big. You know, he was a great master. You know, he had lots of spirituality. He was able to accomplish a lot of supernatural things, and a lot of the more supernaturally minded New Agers certainly want to follow those things. So I really concur. We've got to define our terms when we speak to people. And the first thing we need to know is what we believe before we can even begin to define what somebody else might believe.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And I don't in any way mean to be picking on pastors when I say that. You know, the average pastor is working hard. He's overworked, underpaid. And, you know, he's doing good to cover the Ten Commandments. I mean, for heaven's sakes. But the fact is, we've got to help people understand some of the currents doctrinally and the theologically that are starting to shape our society. I do a lot of speaking on this, as you know, to try to help pastors who are a bit overwhelmed. And, you know, of course, the fastest growing religion in America is Mormonism. The fastest growing religion in the world is Islam. And yet, so those are the two, you know, forces we deal with the most other, I think, than the New Age movement. Ask the average church member if they can give you the basics of either religion, and they can't. See, part of being ready to give a reason for the hope that lies within us is that we're able to give a reason within a certain context, give a reason to those who believe the things that counter the gospel in our generation. So I'm not hammering anybody, but I tell you what, I saw a survey not too long ago that makes me realize how serious the crisis is. Church-going people were asked if they could name the four gospels, and about half of them could, but 15% said that the four gospels were John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Oh, boy.
Now, you know, those are the Beatles, of course, and that's of church-going people. So, you know, we could sit here and laugh all day at surveys that show how silly we can be as Christians. But my point is we need to have education, better education. We need to make it cool and fun and interesting and relevant. And I can't think of a better way than by using somebody like Oprah and her teachings to say, now, folks, here's somebody who's prominent in our generation. Here's somebody who, you know, I wouldn't have any problem saying, I'd like to have lunch with Oprah and talk to her and share ideas and learn from her. Sure, of course. But that doesn't mean that she's not proposing ideas and endorsing ideas in our generation that are, the Bible calls, doctrines of demons and that are directly contrary to the gospel.
We watch what's happened with Oprah, the rise of the popularity of Oprah and other figures, but especially her. It's been phenomenal. Honestly, the most powerful, most influential person in the world. This is exactly right. The subtitle of your book says, The Religious Influence of the World's Most Famous Woman, and that is exactly it. And by the way, folks, we are talking to Stephen Mansfield about his book, Where Oprah Has Taken Us. I have a copy of that in my possession. Haven't gotten all the way through it yet, but it is fascinating, well-documented, a book that I believe Christians need to read to be able to understand what has happened around us. And it's certainly about Oprah Winfrey, but it really reflects what's going on in the culture. And by reading books like this, I believe it makes us better equipped to be able to share our faith to a lost and dying world when we understand where they're coming from. It just doesn't cut it anymore to say that something's of the devil or that we don't believe it because we're Christians. We need to explain to the world around us, to our friends, our loved ones, the guy across the fence in the backyard, or our neighbors, or our of course, with the holidays coming up, we're going to have lots of family time together with our family members. We need to express to them why we believe what we believe, and also why we don't believe in some of the things like what Oprah Winfrey has been advocating for so many years. And it's having that knowledge from a book like Stephen Mansfield that will help us. And that, of course, is why we do programs like this. Well, if you just joined us, this is Take a Stand Radio, and this is your host, Eric Barger. We're listening to an interview I did recently with New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield, talking about his book, Where Has Oprah Taken Us? Now let's get back to the interview. Stephen, I tell you what, Oprah has brought a lot of guests along to help to corroborate her views, and we're going to talk about and really play an audio clip here later on in the program that will really make Christians pray for Oprah. They'll understand why Oprah abandoned biblical Christianity when they hear her say it in her own words. But she's brought a lot of folks along. Marianne Williamson, who, of course, has been chronicled over and again, discussing the occult book, A Course in Miracles, and of course, John Gray and Deepak Chopra and Eckhart Tolle. And we're going to hear a clip of Oprah and Eckhart Tolle later on as well. So, you know, these are people she's brought along alongside her and who have substantiated this. And I imagine some of them have also been speaking deeply into Oprah's life since she's now opened herself up to this new spirituality.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see that continuing. You know, Oprah, what happened in her life is that she had a turning in her early life, and it turned her away from biblical Christianity to this sort of motivational, Eastern-oriented, if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it kind of success theology, success mysticism. And that was sort of her private source of inspiration for many years. And then finally in 94, she began to bring that onto her show and promote it. So what's interesting about Oprah is that this is what she genuinely believes. This is what she held to during all those years. And of course, when somebody is as fabulously successful as she is, it's hard not to want to know what might be behind it all. And so, of course, this theology looks attractive in her hands. What I have said in the book, I think is true. I mean, I'm always open to being corrected, but Oprah is a wise businesswoman, and she's a gifted interviewer, but she's pretty naive when it comes to religious and theological things. So she gathers around her a lot of, some would call them gurus, teachers, advisors, counselors, and these people are some of the leading sort of New Age teachers in our generation. Well, the problem is that people get, you know, fobbed off by their style and their looks and their big book sales and don't drill down into their ideas. And so in the book, I wanted to really, without boring everybody, you know, drill into some of these ideas, and you're just stunned by what people believe. You're just stunned by what they say. I mean, Marianne Williamson, for example, was asked once how you know you're supposed to sleep with someone. And she said, when you hear a voice in your head, say, disrobe. Well, now that's not a religious idea, but I mean, it's an example of her ethics. And, you know, God forbid that my wife today is standing next to a man who is, you know, who has read that silliness, or that your wife, I mean, or the Christian women around the country. I mean, what a silly, silly idea. And yet that's what she teaches. So these are the kinds of people who are speaking into Oprah's life, and she is very much about her friends, very much about the counselors she has around her. I use the illustration in the Bible of her soul being made of millions of mirrors so that she's nothing but a reflection of the input of other people. I think she's more than that, but religiously, not much more, and that's why she's promoted so many really crazy and extreme ideas and done the damage that she has done.
And America is ripe for this kind of stuff. You know, take a look at that huge U.S. religious landscape survey that the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life did back in 2008. They found that 70% believe that many religions can lead to eternal life, but only 24% of the people in that poll said that there was only one true way to eternal life. So when Oprah came along and began to really unveil her spirituality, America was ripe to accept that stuff. You probably have read the Rice University sociologist Michael Lindsay, who said that the impact of Oprah is seen throughout this survey, and he said she uses language of the Bible and Christian traditions, yet includes other traditions to create a hodgepodge personalized faith. And of course, without saying it, he's really saying she is now accepting and is pushing New Ageism. Eric Barger here, back in the studio. A minute ago during the interview, Stephen Mansfield mentioned the crazy ideas and practices precipitated by Oprah's avant-garde spirituality. And folks, that's the price that we pay when people look up to someone who has absolutely no spiritual moorings and really no ethical moorings when you get down to it. And when I began to develop this message, which eventually became my seminar and my DVD, New Age Truth or Old Age Deception, I wondered, how in the world does anyone say anything negative about Oprah Winfrey, considering that her audiences adore her and she does things like buy cars for individuals and pay off people's houses and their bills and so on? And I pondered that line of thinking for a short time, because the fact is that with Oprah's outward generosity, she has gained converts that now adhere to this deadly idea. The spiritual ideas of the New Age movement end up in eternal death. So no matter how unpopular or understood or how many people might scowl at me for these kind of things, you know, biblical apologetics, like I've said before in this series, isn't about just being right. It isn't about good person versus bad person. It's about truth. And when we look at Oprah's New Age philosophy, when we look at what she believes, it's got to be refuted and exposed, regardless of how popular she may be, how adored she may be. This is not a pretty job, but somebody's got to do it. Now, I've run out of time for today. I don't have time to play the clip that I wanted to play. Next week, I promise, we're going to play a clip of Oprah Winfrey with Eckhart Tolle, who's a New Age author. They did a 10-week online series every Monday night on Oprah's web channel, and Oprah tells a caller to that series, in fact, the very first caller in the entire series, the caller uses the internet Skype system to be able to communicate a question to Oprah, and asked Oprah about her spirituality, and Oprah tells us how she jettisoned biblical Christianity and abandoned her faith and walked away to follow other ideas. And it was all because she believed bad theology. Well, my time is gone, everybody. But if you'd like more resources on the New Age movement, we have all 9 programs we've done here on Take a Stand Radio available in a nice CD album, only $35 plus $5 shipping. It'll help support the ministry, too, and we appreciate that. Order at ericbarger.com or call us at 214-289-5244. Well, this ministry is brought to you each week by Take a Stand Ministries, Rowlett, Texas, and is funded by the gifts of our friends and our supporters. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again. God bless you.
With nearly 3 decades of experience, Eric Barger at Take a Stand Ministries exists to see the lost saved and the church changed by providing cutting-edge insight on issues facing us today. This is a listener-supported ministry, and your participation is needed. Please consider a gift to help Eric and Take a Stand challenge both the world and the church. Send your gifts and requests for products mentioned on this broadcast to Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas 75030. That's Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas 75030. Or call us at 214-289-5244. This is John Clemens. reminding you to join us right here again next week, encouraging you to take a stand for Jesus Christ each and every day.
Hello, friends. This is Eric Barger. If you believe that bold, cutting-edge programs are important, then I encourage you to help us with Take a Stand Radio. Besides the many ongoing expenses of ministry, the purchase of radio time is a real step of faith for us, and I'm counting on our CSN listeners to help with the cost of presenting this outreach each week. A great way to support Take a Stand is by ordering the materials offered on the broadcast, such as my DVD teaching, New Age Truth, or Old Age Deception that we featured today. This video will help warn and educate your family and church, and would serve as a great resource to share with anyone who's embraced New Age philosophies. The complete message is also available on audio CD as well. To order your copy or to contribute to Take a Stand, simply visit ericbarger.com or call 214-289-5244. Thanks for letting us hear from you today.